Wake up on
the Wake Up Show.
This is the all new KS 107.5 Morning Show Replay with Tony, Sadies, and Shones.
Tony, Sadies, and Shones in the morning. Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
What's that sound?
Are we off the bus this morning?
Tony, oh, my bus struggle is coming. Bus.
My bus is coming, guys. Hold on.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
You're on it.
Hi, Mr. Bus Driver. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm not on the struggle bus, by the way. That was not my fault yesterday. By the way, if you're listening yesterday morning, we had dead air, and because we were like in this delay thing, and I came on the air and I said hello, and I shouldn't have done that. That was a rookie error. I should have just jumped on and said,
that was a rookie error.
Tony Sadies and Shones.
I'm glad that you're admitting it was a rookie error.
It was my fault.
That's not something a 20-year vet does.
But here's the thing.
They don't open the mic with hello.
The good thing is a great laugh all day.
Oh, my. They couldn't get over it. They just kept doing it.
I can't believe someone with 20 years.
The thing is, I simply said.
So many certificates would do that.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
I simply said hello. And then by the time, by 10 o'clock came around.
Simply said.
They were going, hello. I didn't do that, okay? I went back and listened to the show. I didn't do that.
I bet you did go back and listen to the show.
I was like, they're wrong. They're wrong.
Anybody, we're accepting hugs right now for Tony.
Yeah.
Because he got it bad all day yesterday. And it's a new day, bro. I just wanted to put out that struggle bus for you earlier.
But you know, you did great at the food drive in A-Town. I was really proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw some listeners after the fact when we went home and the food drive was over.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing one of the listeners said to me when he saw me at the store, because I had to pick up groceries before I went home, he goes, hello? I was like, really, dude? Really?
Great.
Anyway.
Great.
I love it, bro. What's on deck today?
Shout out to Steve Endeavor. Hey, big shout out to everybody who came out to the broadcast at Metro PCS yesterday. It was awesome. We really appreciate everybody
A-Town.
Showed up for the 14th annual food drive. Yeah, A-Town showed up big. Shout out to Trev Rich. They actually want to come and do it again.
Man. We were straight parking lot pimping over there.
Yeah.
I thought the grill was going to start going down in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, so Trev Rich and his people said, let's shoot a video today. We'll shoot a video in the parking lot at the Metro PCS off Exposition in the same, off 225 and Exposition. So come on out. We're going to do it again, 11 to 2, KS107.5 Morning Show. And before I want to do this real quick. I want to give you guys a big shout out because I really appreciate you guys coming out. It means a lot to me that you guys hang out with me and help me do this. So I want to thank you guys right now.
No problem. I found a couple new booze there yesterday.
We did
be in Aurora every day.
Sadies was looking extra beautiful yesterday.
She stepped
Thanks,
it up.
Guys.
Yeah. She was like, I'm in A-Town. I'm going to step it up a little bit.
Chose goes, my friend.
She was like, I'm going to find some new exes.
I'm
done with federal.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I'm not even going to comment.
Did you hear what I said? Chone said, I'll hold your hand in the mall.
Yeah, he did.
I did say that. I said, I feel bad
for the guys because they never get to see me actually dressed up. I look a hot mess. That's why I love radio. Because you guys don't get to see us on the
Let's find out something crazy about Tony, Sadies, and Shelly.
Coming up at 6:20, we're going to play Who's Most Likely To. Tony, Sadies, and Shelly for Nuggets tickets for this weekend.
Who's Most Likely To Sell Their Dog For $10,000? 720-489-1075. Hi, what's your name?
John.
John, who's most likely to sell their dog for 10 G's? Tony, Sadies, or Chones?
Sadie.
What? I don't even know how I have a dog. My God. Not me, bro. Good try, though.
Sorry, man. Hi, KS107.5. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, who's most likely to sell their dog for 10 G's? Tony, Sadies, or Chones?
That's right. He never liked Rocky to begin with, honestly.
Why would you guess that, dog?
Why would you guess that?
Just the personality on the radio. I have to say Chone.
AKA, you're a d-
Yes. So true.
Congratulations, sweetheart. You got a family four back to the Nuggets game.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Let everybody know what station hooked you up, Paul.
KS107.5.
Coming up in less than 3, gonna spill the tea with your girl.
Yeah, she dropped her lawsuit against the sister clan, but the petty in her couldn't let go of one of them. I'll tell you more next.
That girl's ratchet. Or as we say, Rache.
If it's a hot mess, you know Sadies is talking about it.
It's Spill the Tea
with Sadies, only on KS107.5.
All right, so according to TMZ, the reality star turned rapper Blac Chyna has moved to drop her lawsuit against all of the sisters except for her bestie, or her ex-bestie, Kim K. Chyna removed Khloé, Courtney, Kendall, and Kylie from the lawsuit, accusing the crew of getting her show Robin Chyna canceled. But as for Kim, Kris, and her ex-fiance, Rob Kardashian, the lawsuit is still in action.
Why does she still got it in for just those three and dropped everybody else? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe they're the richest?
Probably. Probably they got the most money.
They've got the most money. But to me, Chyna is like really out here embarrassing herself at this point.
She don't know what she wants to do with her life.
I just don't get it.
She wants money. I don't know. Maybe the studio time was just too much money.
You know what? Yeah, if she was smart, she would be down with Kim to try to get Kanye to produce her rap career, right?
Talk. At this point, I think she's coming for them just to fund her album.
For sure.
At this point. Meek Mill ain't playing no games, you guys. He's fighting for his freedom by taking legal action. The rapper is demanding an immediate release from prison, as well as his probation terminated. Apparently, he filed documents yesterday citing the judge has a vendetta against him, adding that the probation violation charges were dropped and that his probation officer requested no jail time. Meek is also asking for his probation to be terminated, as he has matured and has generally been rehabilitated. Exactly.
Sweet. Chung got a word.
A big one, too. A check out the one. List.
Right?
Hey, I told you that judge, man, she wanted him to do that song from Boys to Men. He wanted that little shout out.
But asking for your probation to be terminated, you're getting a little big headed there, buddy.
Well, he's
just a little bit big headed.
Changed in these last 2 weeks.
But he's right. He is right.
2 weeks.
He is right. He did get screwed over because he got arrested, but the charges were dropped. So technically, he didn't get in trouble. He didn't violate his probation. So the judge is whack.
Right. I do feel like he should be released. I get what you're saying with that. But taking off probation completely,
no,
Tony.
I agree with you there.
All right. Yeah. We told you earlier this week how Tyrese made a public apology to his friends and family for his PMS meltdown. We also made an executive assumption that his ex-girl was going to use his social media hot flashes to benefit her. And that's exactly what she did. A lawyer for his ex has demanded a court-ordered mental evaluation in the wake of the singer's recent bizarre behaviors. You know, it's likely that she might win this one.
She might win it, man. The dude's really financially not all there. He's like, I read that his bills are like $107,000 a month and he's only bringing in $105,000.
My thing is, we told him to put the phone down. Didn't we tell him?
Oh, yeah.
Put the phone down.
Delete your apps, dude.
Yes,
delete
your apps. Yes. And hold on a second. He's making $105,000 a month?
A month, bro.
Tony, say to the children on KS 107.5. So,
you know how we need you guys
go to your favorite casino, play your favorite slot machine.
Just a little bit.
You're all comfortable, ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice on the slot machine next to you, there's a $2 credit. What do?
Play it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man. The thing, you lost all your money.
A $2 credit?
It's been sitting there. Nobody comes around.
And I just walk up to it?
Yeah.
See,
free $2 credit.
Why not, man? You lost all your money. It's one more try. Let's see if I can get something. And you play the $2.
Well, guess what? If you play it now in Blackhawk, you go to jail.
But nobody's there.
What do you mean?
The money's not yours. According to a news report by Fox 31, let me give you the story first of all. Credit vouchers found on the floor or finding forgotten dropped chips to a series of less innocent crimes like cheating at roulette or trying to swipe blackjack chips could end you up in jail.
You're not trying to swipe? What's the... I'm lost.
Okay,
if you walk up to a machine,
right,
and it has $2 on it, you were getting ready to play it. Oh, you already played it.
Right.
Played the machine.
Yep.
I don't understand how that's personally jacking it.
Well, wasn't your machine, is what they're saying. If there was $2 in there, you're walking by, it could have been somebody else's machine.
Okay.
But if nobody comes around to claim it and it sits there all day long, by law, casinos own lost, forgotten, or abandoned property inside their establishments, and they don't mess around when it comes to busting you. So even if you see a ticket on the floor, you know how they do the tickets and other printouts?
Yeah.
If you see a ticket with 35 cents on it, it does not belong to you. You can't take it.
So
cash it out.
Even if I drop like a $20 bill on the floor inside of the casino, it no longer belongs to me. It belongs to the casino.
If you drop it and pick it up right away, it's yours. If they don't see that you dropped it and then you come back.
Can't they not see it? They got so many cameras up there.
Facts.
I know.
Right?
Okay, so let's change it up here. Sadie's drops a $20 bill, right?
Yeah.
Walks off, doesn't realize it. Jones comes in 20 minutes later, picks it up and finds it, goes and casts it. Keeps it.
Because you know he would.
Right? Or he puts it in a machine and plays it.
True.
Right? He's actually going to jail for theft.
Wow.
A prior customer had $2 credit on the machine, like I was trying to tell you guys, and he played it. Nothing happened. The next time he visited Johnny Z's up in Blackhawk, casino security and state gaming enforcement officers approached him. They made him go upstairs to the third floor to this dirty little room, and someone told him that he stole $2 from the casino.
That is crazy.
Right?
I don't see the real difference if you drop your money out in the street. You know, instantly, I've lost money, like I know, Tony, you've lost money too, where you left your wallet out in the street.
Yep.
You instantly think it's gone.
Yep.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
It's over.
I lost it. You know, somebody else picks it up, it's their blessing.
It's a wash.
Technically, to me, that's how I feel. If I lost it, it's their blessing.
Right?
Right.
Well, he told the security and gaming agents that he was glad to pay the $2 back. He goes, I didn't even know. He goes, I'll pay it back. They refused, handed him a citation, okay? So he had to go to court. He had to pay $250 in fines.
Oh, plus my gosh.
Pay for his own FBI criminal background and fingerprinting. And he had to pay, listen, they gave him 24 hours of community service.
Dude. Over $2.
Over
I didn't know.
$2.
I can't believe it.
And they banned him from the casinos for a whole year. Why would you do that to customers? Banned him.
For $2.
Yeah. So that being said, we're going on a retreat in the next couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, first and foremost, I've done it before. I've played somebody else's money, I guess.
I've been watching what you're saying right now.
I'm admitting to it. Send me to jail. I want to see where this goes.
Slow down, bro.
Slow down.
I like you running the show.
But who doesn't? Who doesn't do that?
I wouldn't even think twice about it. If somebody left, like, you know, a couple dollars on a slot machine, I'd probably use it. I have my own quarters and stuff like that, but I'd still, you know, use it. I wouldn't be like, oh, let me flag down an attendant and tell them there's $2 left.
Right?
And they need to cash out.
Because if you don't, somebody else is going to do it, and they could go to jail.
Yeah, definitely playing it, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad for that dude right there.
Well, I'm not going to Johnny Z's, and if any other casinos do that, I'm not going to yours as well.
They need to put a sign out there and let everybody know.
Tony says the show is KS107.5, so UCLA basketball players
put a sign out there.
Accused of shoplifting in China. Speaking of stealing, UCLA basketball players are back.
They had a press conference,
and this is what D'Angelo Ball had to say.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that. I apologize to my family, my coaches, my teammates, and UCLA for letting so many people down. I also apologize to the people of China for causing them so much trouble. I'm a young man, however, it's not an excuse for making a really stupid decision. I don't feel sorry for myself, and I've learned my lesson from this big mistake, and I'm 110% sure that I'll not make a bad decision like this one again. I'd also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they provided as well.
You notice that he didn't say...
I'm sorry.
You
know,
wait,
I know.
Wait.
You
notice,
know what?
I'll let you get
you
to it.
You know what?
I'll let you get to it and do all you got to say. Trust me, I know you got a lot to say. But you notice he said... President Trump and not Donald Trump.
Not Donnie.
You called him President Trump.
They're not homies.
It's a big win for Donnie.
It's a big win. I am in shock, first and foremost.
Did he thank Trump?
I can't tell. I can't tell you're in shock.
I am in shock.
Are you?
Honestly, because first off, that's great. Woohoo for Donnie. Another win on the book for Donnie. But I'm more in shock. Great for Donnie. I know people are all clapping in the cars right now. Woohoo for Donnie. But I'm more upset with the fact that you're stealing and you come from money. You come from money.
Right.
Ooh. And you decide to steal. You're not stealing at the 99 cent store. You're not stealing at, you know, Walmart or Kmart. You're stealing at Louis V. Like, of all places. Like, you wouldn't think that their security would be just a little bit on point.
Yeah, you told me that. They got guards at the door.
They got guards at the door. They looking at you crazy. At least I know for the ones out here. I'm just in shock that really it led down to that. Like, you couldn't just phone a friend. Couldn't call dad. Like, y'all really want
sunglasses.
These. It was $200?
Yep, $200 shades.
Yo.
Yeah. And they were facing 10 years prison time.
Chinese don't play, man.
Yeah.
They do not play.
That's disrespectful.
Okay, one more thing. Now they're here, okay? Their coach, Steve Alsford, announced that they're being suspended indefinitely.
Good.
They can't travel or suit up with the team. The university is actually conducting an investigation of their own, and they'll determine what their punishment's going to be. So on that note, what do you think they've served enough? Do you think it's been a big scare? They're good to go? Or do you think that they should get kicked off the team, maybe suspended for 5-10 games?
I mean, I do feel like getting kicked off the team makes sense. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the end result of it, for making such a dumb mistake when you have so much to lose. When we think about it, $200, where if it was us and we stole in China... For some $200 sunglasses.
We're locked up 10 years.
We're not coming back.
We're done.
Nobody's helping us come back.
We done for.
Donnie's not going to help us.
Donnie ain't checking for none of us.
Listen.
Because I call him Donnie. It's because I call him Donnie.
Listen, that KS107.5 morning show, leave him there. It's going to be huge.
I think they should be spending for the rest duration of the year and then start fresh next year.
Okay. So you will let them back on next year?
Next year, yeah.
Okay, so this actually counts as their eligibility. So next year, they will only begin to play 3 years of college time.
So they're cool only, with that? So their only punishment was like slap on the wrist and you don't get to play. That was their only punishment for
the
rest of
the year.
They're
not facing any legal ramifications.
No jail time, no nothing.
Nothing.
Meanwhile,
here
when all this was
China.
Going down, they were in a 5-star hotel eating rice and the best quality sushi they could probably find out there. You know?
Yeah, no, they did say the Chinese government treated them well.
Treated them well.
They got soy sauce with their rice, for real.
They definitely
did. The best kind.
Yeah. So they were in a hotel, locked up with all the good stuff. So on
so
that
no
note,
punishment. They, not, I really, mean, what's the punishment here?
Not being able to play basketball.
Right. So you're okay with them missing the whole season, Sadie's? Whole season?
Yeah.
Whole season.
I would probably
service.
Do more. Yeah, I would. I probably
service.
Make their punishment a little bit tougher than that.
Really?
Honestly.
Okay. What would you do? That's,
I don't know.
2 years?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just a season that like really is okay with me. You know what I'm saying? Because of a normal person, think about it. If it was me or you or any of us, we wouldn't be getting, oh yeah, just slap on the wrist. We're back on. Yes, we would pray for something like that to happen, but would we really receive that? No.
Misdemeanor theft in the United States is a ticket and a fine and maybe some community service. They wouldn't have saw jail time. I don't know what the college would have done if they did it here. They might not have even saw suspension.
I'm not saying that they had to do jail time, but I mean, them not paying nothing, basically it's like, huh. Wash your hands and you don't get to play. But you still get to go back to your normal life. Everything's back to normal.
Wow, the whole season. Okay, that's cool.
Tony
says it shows on KS107.5. So in Colorado, we have people who smoke weed. We have people who drink. So what's worse for you?
Exactly.
True. Whiskey. All right, enough with sports.
True.
I got a bigger challenge for you guys. Weed versus alcohol.
Yeah, you didn't get it. I was like, wait a minute.
Competition next.
I'm going to say alcohol.
Yeah, easily. Stones? Alcohol. You get cirrhosis of the liver.
All right, write this down. Write weed, and then write whiskey,
weed.
And then write Thai. We're going to find out.
Thai?
Yeah, like, because, you know, there's...
Okay, all right.
Based on these facts. Number one, 30,000 Americans died from alcohol-induced causes in 2014. There have been zero documented deaths. Actually, we just have one. Nine News reported a case that has documented the first known death by marijuana overdose sparking an 11-month-old baby. That story just came out.
What?
So 30,000 to one.
Okay, get the ding for weed one.
Ding for weed.
Ding.
Ding for weed. Okay, so here, let me set that up. Okay, number two, marijuana appears to be significantly less addictive than alcohol.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't know. I never got addicted to drinking.
Score for marijuana then. Marijuana may be harder on your heart, while moderate drinking could be beneficial.
Say that again?
Marijuana may be harder on your heart, while moderate drinking could be beneficial.
Like so, wine.
Yeah.
Like wine.
Like a glass of wine.
Right. So that's a score for alcohol.
2-1.
All right. Alcohol is strongly linked with several types of cancer. Marijuana is not.
Exactly.
Score for who?
Marijuana.
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 Yeah, marijuana has been treated for cancer, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Both drugs may be linked with risk while driving, but alcohol is worse.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Score for marijuana. Several studies link alcohol with violence, particularly at the home, and that has not been found with cannabis. Score four?
Everybody's tired. You just want to go to bed.
Just want to eat and go to sleep.
Both drugs negatively impact your memory. That's
true.
A tie, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Joe said true.
Well, yeah, sometimes you know you black out, you drink too much.
Right.
What'd I do last night? I don't remember.
You've never blacked out on either?
I don't necessarily black out on marijuana, but I definitely forget things.
Okay. There you go.
Because it's a slow process.
It takes me a long time to remember anything, that's for sure.
Tie.
That's a tie.
That's
all right.
A tie.
Both drugs are linked to increased risk of psychiatric disease.
What do you mean? Like, what kind of psychiatric
disease?
You know, sometimes when you're happy and sometimes you're mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I drink dark liquor, for sure.
Marijuana users can develop schizophrenia.
Well, you stick to light. So, you know, just you learn.
Listen,
live and learn.
You can develop schizophrenia, and on the other hand, self-harm and suicide are much more common among people who binge drink or drink too frequently.
So
I can see that. Yeah,
so
but not with weed, though?
Weed, schizophrenia.
That's for alcohol? One for alcohol?
That's a tie.
Tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alcohol appears to be linked more closely with weight gain than marijuana.
She got that right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a new wave going on now, man. I've actually read a study that marijuana helps people lose weight.
Really?
Yes. I've been reading a lot about that marijuana is actually like, I don't know if it's honestly, I can't speak on it. I'm not a doctor. I haven't read that much, but I've read stuff that are saying it actually helps moderate. People are losing weight.
But
with
I get
marijuana.
So hungry when I.
Sadie's is correct with her research.
I think it's something like the certain strand that you're actually smoking that makes you
hungrier.
Gotta
hit up my boy's spoken words over there at the shop.
Right. You might want to holler.
All right. So check it out. What's the score?
It's 5-1.
5-1 in favor of who?
Favor of weed.
Marijuana. Well, there you go. According to
Tony
the study,
Sadie and Jones on KS107.5, so
correct me if I'm wrong,
extreme
baby boomers
and risky than marijuana
generation. And that's according to science.
Yes.
And
now we have millennials, right?
What generation are you guys in?
You know,
I'm a millennial. That's millennials.
Oh, you guys are?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Born in 1987. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
93.
Cool.
Yeah.
Graduated in class of 2000.
That's right, 2007, bro, right here.
Nice.
2005.
29 years old.
Nice.
January 16th, 1987.
Wow.
What are you?
I don't know. What am I considered?
You're older than I am.
Gen X? Generation X?
Gen X, really? Nice, Jones. Nice.
Generation X?
I think, I don't know. I don't know what I'm considered, to be honest with
Let's
you.
Let's look it up.
Well, whatever it is, you look it up. We're obviously in the millennial phase. I think she's millennial.
Let's see.
Yeah. She's millennial.
How do you know?
35 to 50 is Generation X.
Thank you.
35 to 50. Okay.
She's millennial.
18 to 34, she's a millennial.
Thank you.
Am I really?
I know because I know.
Okay.
Because I'm millennial.
Because
1987.
You know everything.
I was born in 83. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let me touch your
comments. I was born in 1987, and I graduated in 2007.
Man, you did this math good.
I sure did.
Yeah, he pre-planned for this break.
Man, don't ask
this
me.
This is the one break he was planned for, honey. Hey. He came prepared for this.
Hey, I've been prepared. Cops pulled me over. Which birthday? January 16th, 1987.
2000. Okay. All right.
Well, that makes me 17. Anyway, so for OGs, it's crazy because with the changing of the guard, if you will, when it comes to millennials, a lot of new terms and word come into play. Like, give you an example, spilling the tea. Did you know that's a millennial term?
Spill the tea.
Yeah.
I didn't.
The tea.
Clap back.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Ja Rule's doing clap back.
I don't
like
hey.
Back that song when he's trying to get that 50 cents.
I'm giving you the research,
clap,
bro.
Okay. Clap back.
All right.
Fleek on fleek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Well, there's no Netflix in back in the day.
That's a
Did y'all have HBO Go then?
No, we didn't have HBO.
It's HBO Go and chill, I guess, for you guys.
No, Jones had VCR
HBO
and chill.
Go and commitment. That's what y'all was looking
Blockbuster
for.
Blockbuster and chill.
Right. Blockbuster movie, VCR.
Rent
right.
on Friday nights.
$7 movie. Okay, so what do you know of any other ones? Give them to me.
Lit.
Lit.
Yeah.
Correct.
That would make sense.
Lit.
Cray.
Cray.
Cray yes. could go away.
You hated when I used to say cray.
Oh,
you were like, stop saying cray.
And it lasted for
cray.
4 months. It lasted for four
How
months.
How long did I use it, though?
4 months.
I didn't use it the whole 4 months.
Until the Jay-Z and Kanye West song was not hot anymore. It was over for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's cray.
That's cray.
Yeah. Okay. It's all over.
Jones, do you know any?
Gucci.
That's Gucci?
Yeah. That's Gucci.
Not on the list, but I think that's 80s.
That's Gucci,
term,
yeah. I'm like, mm.
Oh, all the kids are saying that's Gucci.
Gucci? Wow. Northside? Right. Is that a Northside term?
Maybe it's Northside Denver.
No, I don't
44th?
Think so.
44th and Federal?
Maybe that's your Northside accent.
I don't think so. Okay. It is,
we'll give you Gucci.
Yo, what about YOLO?
YOLO was hot at one point in time.
With Drake.
Yeah, so that would make sense, YOLO.
It's not in the top 40, but okay. Bye Felicia is on the list.
Bye Felicia.
I don't know. Is that Ice Cube Fridays?
No, that's we brought that back.
Okay,
you know how we do. We bring everything
back.
From the 90s back.
Bring it back.
Right. Right.
So who was cool originally?
All right. All right. You want your street cred? You want some stripes?
Yeah, let's give it a stripe.
Here's the thing. Parents are kind of bugging out because they don't understand words like woke. What does woke mean, Sadie?
You're woke.
You're alert.
Yes. You're alert about what's going on
your
around
surroundings,
you.
Okay.
Socially and justice.
Mm-hmm.
You just know everything.
You're woke.
You're wow. woke.
Are you woke today?
I'm always woke.
Oh, you are?
So, hey.
Okay.
So, when you wake your kids up, do you tell them woke up?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Come on. I thought she was born in the era. You should know, right?
No, I'm asking you when he asks his kids. When he tells his kids.
I thought she was in the era, though.
I don't front. All I'm asking Chones
you
is
know
when,
I don't
when you walk out the door, bro, when your kids walk out the door, you tell them, have a great day. Stay woke.
I never say that.
Okay. Just making sure.
You know, I don't take words that I don't really believe in.
I don't really. Okay. Good to know.
You know that. I'm not saying woke.
What are those words?
Huh? I'm not saying it's lit.
I don't know. I heard you singing that song, I Stay Woke, from what's his name?
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino. You love that song. I stay
where I'm saying it. I'm not telling everybody. I'm
over on millennial
What are you saying?
Hey, it's actually one that just bugs me. I understand it, but it just bugs the hell out of me. Spam.
What's it called?
Spam. Like family, I'm assuming.
Oh,
fam.
Okay. I thought you were saying Sam. I was like, wait a minute. I don't say Sam.
I hate you, bro.
That's my word. What's up, fam?
That's Rosette. That's our night girl's word for everything. Anybody, you know, yo, what's up, fam? I said, girl, everybody ain't your fam. I said, say hello, because they ain't your family yet, honey.
Quit calling me fam. Your mom don't know my mom. We ain't cousins.
Right.
Yeah, Rosa, stop copying me. That's my word, all right? Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, millennial words that are played out or are hot.
Gets on my nerves is on fleek.
Yeah, that
the hell is on fleek.
That one has to go.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I'm 31, so I guess I'm a millennial, but I'll say it like jokingly, but it's me that's stupid.
I know, even though I have 3 shirts that say on fleek. Don't judge me. But in the era, though, it was popping. In the era, it was popping, though.
When it was hot, it was hot.
It was hot.
Thank you for the call.
Yep, thank you.
Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Raina.
Millennial words that are hot or played out?
Gotti.
Gotti?
Like Berm Gotti?
That was played out. That's why he switched his name.
Oh, yeah.
Played out a long time ago.
Yeah,
let that
go. My son, he'll think he disses someone outright, and right after he disses someone, he's like, Gotti.
Oh, God. Are you sure they're not saying got him?
I don't know, but it's got him.
For him, it's got him. It's whatever he wanted it to be. There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jesus.
Millennial word that's hot or played out?
HMU, hit me up.
HMU. HMU.
A lot of millennials say, you know. I did not know what that meant for the longest time.
Me too. I had to Google it.
That sounds like a text message, though, like more than someone say that out loud. Hey, HMU. Did someone just say that? Or
no one's ever said that out loud to me.
Ask somebody, you know? Like, hey, what's that mean? I like how to look it up. A couple sites, you know?
Okay.
HMU.
Well, to his credit, thanks for the call, by the way, FOH is on the list. So yeah, HMU, I guess, is on the list.
Some of our text messages and words that we use, that would make sense because you see FOH everywhere.
What does FOH mean, guys?
Out of here.
Tony Sadies and Jones on KS1075. We're talking about millennial words that guys like Jones will never understand. Millennials say hot or played out.
Oh my gosh,
give us a holler.
We'll see that.
Jones, stop trolling me, man. Quit being so basic.
We'll see what happens when you're in the club with me. And who's doing something.
I'll be going, word up, word up.
Who's out and who's not.
We're going to see who's woke and who's not.
720-489-1075. What you got to say?
Josh,
what do you got to say, man? What words, what millennial word, what are words that millennials use that are hot or played out?
Bay. Bay is the worst one.
Bay.
It's like, if you're going to say bay, there's only one more letter. You might as well just say babe.
Babe's the old school way of saying it.
I mean, you might as well.
All right, bro. Thanks for the call. Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Dickie.
Millennial words that are played out or hot?
I am tired of Gotti, Gucci, and fire.
Fire. I never say fire.
I always say fire. Fire never dies.
Everything is fire.
That's fire. Oh my gosh. Fire.
That lived.
It's fiery in our actual age. I thought that was more y'all.
Fire's on the list.
Really?
Yes.
Fire made a comeback.
I don't know. I work at elementary school. I hear it in fifth grade. And my son.
Oh, man.
My son is in middle school, and everything is fire.
Yep. Everything.
Yes.
Hot Cheetos.
You sound like you got a good son over there.
Lunchables, fire. Everything is fire.
And if they can really, I mean, they're glorifying like John Gotti, if you really think about it. It's like, do you know who he is?
Right. Right?
That's hilarious.
Thank you for the call, girl. Your call was fire. Hi, KS1075. What's your name?
Val.
Millennial words that are hot or played out.
Okay, so I have 2. I have psych.
Psych?
Yeah,
psych. Man, that's like
that's
an 80s
word. Yeah.
Telling you, all of them make a comeback around.
I hear all the time. And I also hear all the time ways out.
Really?
Really? That's like really Denver OG, man.
I was about to say, that has to be some Denver stuff. I've never heard that one.
That's Denver OG. Yeah. That's not definitely no millennials saying that unless your auntie from back in the day is saying
that. That's an OG Southside or Northside term. Wait now.
I hear it all the time, yes.
All right, thanks for the call, girl.
Thank you.
Hi, KS 107.5. What's your name?
What's up, man? This is Charles.
Millennial words that are hot or played out, bro.
Dude, Issa. What is a Issa?
Oh, Issa Reed. That's what it is. Issa Reed.
Issa.
Yeah, Issa.
Issa played out before it even happened.
I agree.
Thanks silly. For the call, bro. Silly. Thank you. Hi, KS 107.5. What's your name?
Okay. Well, I'm Generation X, and I noticed that with the millennial babies, y'all like to eat.
Okay. All right. Now, it is way too early to talk about tossing salads because these grown men right here are Generation X, and they toss all the salads, croutons, and everything.
What the hell is that word?
Groceries and all that. If it doesn't have a receipt, I ain't eating.
Oh, eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah. If it don't come with a receipt, it better not go in your mouth.
Sure. Not in mine over here, honey.
Thank you for the call, girl.
Whoa.
Hi, KS107.5. What's your name?
This is fine, man. I'm calling from Aurora, Colorado, man.
Give us a word, down. Millennial. Say that's hot or not, bro.
Man, I'm so tired of hearing the word bro. Bro.
Bro.
Hey, that's forever, right?
Bro. Bro's forever.
Bro or bruh, brody. I'm just bro.
I say bruh all the time. Related. I can't even lie. I say bruh all
say
the time.
I say bruh all the time. That's forever, man. That's
it's not forever. We definitely got to let some of these go, guys.
Bro. Protein shake. What's up, bruh?
Bro play. Out. Bro been played out for at least 10 years, man.
Well, thanks for the call, bro.
Indeed.
Right on, bro.
What's up, bro? All right, I'm going to give you a couple more. Ratchet, cancel, I can't even, Jomo, and dead.
I say I can't even.
Yeah,
I can't.
Ratchet.
Mercedes. Oh, you know I say I can't even every day.
I love it.
I can't even.
It sounds so natural though, for me. I love it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right,
let's take it back to an original millennial. Bro, don't get too excited. You still got to win, man.
I know, right?
All right, object of the game is to answer more questions correctly than she does, okay?
All right.
Sadies, you got to bounce from the studio for a moment.
All right.
DJ Chomes, you're always keeping track.
All right, let's go.
Here we go, Steven. Question number one, true or false? Blue jeans were invented by Levi Strauss.
True.
Question number two, true or false? The wild turkey was almost the United States national bird.
True.
Question number three, true or false? Dolphins have larger brains in comparison to humans.
True.
All right, your portion of the questions are done. Hang on, let me go grab her, okay?
All right.
All right, here she comes.
Steven, I've had my egg whites. I've had my tomatoes and avocado. I'm feeling very smart today.
All right.
He's on that brain food.
I know. Let's see if I can beat you, though. That's the real kicker right now.
All right, here we go. Question number one, true or false, Sadie's blue jeans were invented by Levi Strauss.
True.
It is true. An American as blue jeans. True or false? Question number two. The wild turkey was almost the United States national bird.
False.
Nope. It's true.
I kind of felt that, but I just didn't go with it.
Yeah. Well, thank God they replaced it with the bald eagle. Man. I don't know if I could deal with the turkey.
Man, me either. I drink a lot of wild turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, right. Gobble. Question number three, true or false? Dolphins have larger brains in comparison to humans.
That is totally true.
Correct. Dolphins' brains are 3.5 pounds. Our brains are 2.8 on average. Big noggin.
All right. Well, Steve, real close. And you are the winner, man.
Hey! Yeah. By how much? Wait a minute. By how much?
You got three right. You only got two right.
Two right. All right.
32.
All right. Congratulations. Later. You picked up those 21 Savage tickets, sweetheart.
Awesome.
Rub it in her face, dog.
No,
it's okay.
No.
Show's going down December 17th, dog.
What station got you?
KS107.5.
Thanks for listening to the all-new KS107.5 Morning Show Replay. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. or on demand anytime on KS107.5.com.